You often hear America's innovations and contributions to the world trumpeted by U.S. politicians, and one of those is often the melting pot, America's great contribution to the world. But outside of the U.S., that recipe has had some difficulty. Immigrant communities of so-called guest workers in places like Denmark, England, France, Germany, and elsewhere have been at the center of political tensions throughout this decade. So when German Chancellor Angela Merkel said this over the weekend, was it really a surprise?
We are a country which, at the beginning of the 60s, actually brought guest workers to Germany. Now they live with us, and we lied to ourselves for a while, saying that they won't stay and they will disappear one day. That's not the reality. This multicultural approach, saying that we simply live side by side and are happy about each other, this approach has failed, utterly failed.
Failed, utterly failed? That was the German chancellor speaking before the youth wing of her Christian Democratic Union Party. Baha Gungor, head of the Turkish language section at Deutsche Welle Radio, who's been in Germany for 50 years, joins us on the line from Bonn. Good morning, Baha.
Good morning.
What were your feelings when you heard your chancellor say that about this idea of, first of all, that we hoped you guys would leave, about 20, 25 years ago, and that this whole experiment has failed?
Well, I mean, this is a political tactic. You see, they have difficulties. The right-wing parties have difficulties to gain votes. And this is one of the ways to gain votes is to say things against multicultural life. But it is not dead, and it will be alive for a long time. Because one thing Turkey is asking for, not to assimilate, not to try to assimilate people. To leave them how they are. They are Turks, they are Muslims, they are Arabs. But, of course, they have to learn German. And if they do so, and if they accept the German law and the German constitution, so they should be made able to live in Germany in peace with Germans by side by side.
All right, that's the theory, and that's the policy that's being criticized by the German chancellor. Baha Gungor is the head of the Turkish language section at Deutsche Welle, has lived in Germany for 50 years. Andrew Nagorski joins us now, vice president and director of public policy at the East-West Institute, former Berlin bureau chief for Newsweek. He's online here in New York. Andrew Nagorski, what's going on here? Is Angela Merkel voicing something that everyone believes to a certain extent in Germany, or is she race baiting, being deliberately provocative in a certain sense, as Baha suggests?
Well, I think it's more complex than that, and I think some of the coverage has been simplifying the situation, because first of all, you have to remember in Germany, the whole premise of bringing what were called guest workers, Gastarbeiters, in the 60s and 70s was that we're bringing them in. They are temporary workers. That was, as she said, we lied to ourselves about that. Of course, they were not temporary. They stayed. But it wasn't the same premise as in the United States, that this is a melting pot. We expect these people to integrate. In fact, they were prevented from integrating even if they had wanted to a large extent. Now, that over time evolved into a debate about immigration policy, naturalization. For instance, kids of the original guest workers could finally begin to apply for citizenship if they so cared, if they cared to, and some of the obstacles were at least reduced. And what Merkel was saying here was that, look, the multiculturalism has failed in the sense of we just pretend to be, we're all going to live side by side, but not going to assimilate and integrate in any way. But she's also saying to the right, don't do this and say simply, we want anybody out who doesn't speak perfect German. We need to make a greater effort on our part to allow people to become part of this society. But the other part of that is that those people have to want to become part of the society.
So partially opening the door and not calling for expulsion briefly. Is it the same narrative in places like Denmark and France that have had similar problems, or England? Describe quickly the differences.
Well, I think each has a little bit of a different historical situation. Of course, France, for instance, has many people from the former colonies, but in North Africa. And it's a greater cultural divide than you have in the United States. Again, ambivalence a lot about in terms of how much of the culture an immigrant family or a guest worker family, however you want to call it, wants to give up or at least to how much they want to get involved and how much the society is willing to accept them. This is why I think on the whole, there's no doubt Muslims in the United States have integrated as a large group much more easily than in Europe, and why you tend to have more radicalism among Muslim groups in Europe than in the United States, even though we have our problems here too.
Well, Baha, that's the question for me. Do you see this as basically a religious issue rather than a racial issue? I mean, the 60% of Germans said they would vote to restrict the practice of Islam in Germany.
Well, I mean, this is a dangerous point of it. You see, it became a religious issue, especially after 9/11. It became a religious issue. There were almost Muslims when they came in the 60s and when they came in the 70s. But you see, the religious issue is even more a very delicate problem because Turkey wants to join the European Union and is rejected because of the other culture and other religious roots. And you can't expect from the people from Turkey in Germany to join the society if the society is telling Turkey not be able to become a member of the European Union because of their religious reasons. And this is very dangerous, especially if more, because the Bavarian politician Seehofer just said in a very very hard way that Germany doesn't need and want qualified workforce, for example, even from other religious and cultural regions.
Okay, Baha Gungor, then, your personal story. Are you an assimilated German, or what's holding you back beside the arguments that you've already described?
You see, I am not an assimilated German. I have the German citizenship since 1978, but I am still a Turk, and I have to still defend myself and my religion. But I am not a very hardline Muslim, but still I have to defend also the people who are integrated here. You don't even see them that they are Turks, but this is a minority. This is only 5% of the German population is Muslim. It's about 4 million and 80 million a country. And I think in that point, Germany has to learn a lot from Great Britain and from the United States of America.
All right, Baha Gungor, a very personal story, but also a good outline of the issues there. Head of the Turkish language section at Deutsche Welle, Andrew Nagorski, also was with us, Vice President and Director of Public Policy at the East-West Institute, former Berlin Bureau Chief for Newsweek, reacting to comments of Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor, who said that multiculturalism has failed.